Yes, Lord Jesus, speak to us. Speak what is on your heart. Lord, and give us ears to hear. Give us the grace to cooperate with you. For you are the one who works both the willing and the doing for his good pleasure. Yes, Lord is working. He works for his good pleasure.
So, hoffen wir, das hält jetzt besser. Ja, ich wollte bei diesen Versen darauf hinweisen. Wir kommen ja heute zu dem zweiten Teil, Kapitel 2.
Tonight we come to the second part of chapter 2. And it starts with the verse 12. Therefore, my beloved. Here we see a connection. Therefore. Therefore, where does it fit in? Or where does it come from?
Ja, das daher kommt von den Versen, die vorher geschrieben sind.
Therefore connects to the words, the verses before. And they describe what the Lord has accomplished, the work he has accomplished on the earth. We read, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. That was verse 5, 2 verse 5. We need the brothers, we can't do it alone. The Lord has done so much. And the way which he went was a way of humiliation. The living God became flesh. Not only did he become flesh, but he sent his own son to the earth. And he lived on the earth. Not only did he live on the earth, but he emptied himself, took this form of a slave, and became like man, and in appearing like a man, he was obedient unto death. Everyone who wants to become somebody on the earth, he's fighting to ascend, to make a career. But the Lord chose another way. He was able to go this way because the life in him was, was reliable. So the Lord lowered himself. And he was able to do that because that was in his nature. No matter how much he lowered himself, that did not change his position. The life in him was still there. Though he lowered himself, he kept himself clean and pure. He went to eat with the sinners and the tax collectors. People said, oh, that's not possible. But the Lord says, it's possible. He could do that because his life is able to go through different situations without being harmed. Nothing could harm him, his nature. We have a Christ full of life and full of reality. Some with us, it's different. Things can become negative to us. The Lord led a life in humility, though he was the Son. And after he was buried, died, and rose, he received the name that is above all name. Verse 10, that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So today he is Lord, the Lord. He went through the life on the earth, and today he is our Lord. There's another reason why it says, therefore, in verse 12, because today he is the risen one, he's on the throne. Therefore, my beloved, as you always have always obeyed, not in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation. Because the Lord has done so much, because he has accomplished the work, because he has accomplished salvation, we should work out our own salvation. Or, with other words, because he has done so much, that's why we can work our own salvation. Humanly, it would be impossible to work out our own salvation, because people cannot save. Yes, you may be able to save someone from drowning, from out of the water, but what must the climate must be changed safe today? And I don't know whether I can say it aloud. It's maybe not popular, but I believe it will not work. Because we have too much lackings, as we cannot accomplish a salvation work. We can only do very small steps. Yes, they might be important, but concerning our salvation, we depend fully on what he has done, on his salvation work. That's our base today, that the Lord has accomplished such a salvation. Therefore, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence. I believe that was a strong experience when Paul and the brothers came to Philippi. And they brought the Lord to him and the gospel, and they brought salvation to them, near to them.
And
we know from Acts 16, did not stay there for a long time. They had to leave very soon, and they had to leave the brothers and sisters, the saints. So to say, they were alone, depending on themselves, but actually not. They were not depending upon each other. They were totally depending on the Lord. And it was in the Lord's authority and in his might. people sent them away, but we see again and again that in the book of Acts we see that the brothers had to move on again and again. Why could they not stay and bring at least one church into glory? Would that not be wonderful? A brother stays there in Philippi, just imagine, a few years and some more years, and the church comes, and they bring the church to glory. But the Lord didn't do it that way. Paul says they should work out their own salvation. That was quite an exercise for them. They had quite a strong start when Paul was there. Now, the next step was to go on without Paul. Many of us, they came to the Lord with the help of somebody, or they came to the church with the help of somebody. But the Lord wants to lead us on without that person. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Much more is possible. Why? Verse 13 says, "For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure." I find it astonishing, the work out. It always comes here in different connections. Work out. Work out your own. So here it is you. Then it says God works. What does God work? The willing and to do, the doing. So here is a cooperation. The living God is working and we can cooperate with Him. It may be, it's like an instrument that has two different functions. The pointer is in the middle, it goes more to right or sometimes more to the right. Sometimes it's more towards God's working, or sometimes it's more on the side of our working. So is that pointer now more on the side of our operation, or does it show more on God's operation? I would say sometimes the pointer moves, but the tendency is that it's more God who is operating. But without our cooperation, it will not work. If we preach the salvation, the gospel of salvation, what do we tell people? What must they do? What should they do? We say, don't have to do much. You don't have to do special works. You don't have to be a special person. You don't need to go somewhere. You don't need to do this and that, things which some religion may tell them to do. Just only believe, and then second step is get baptized. Then you will be saved. So, the salvation, the initial salvation, it came through a cooperation of faith into what the Lord has accomplished. How does it go on? Now work out your own salvation. The Lord saved you. Now is your share and your part. But I want to emphasize today, it's the same principle. The Lord has accomplished it. The Lord is operating, working, and He needs us. He needs people that cooperate together with Him in faith. Though He says, with fear and trembling. It's a strong word. Tonight I do not want to say much about it.
Und zwar aus dem Grund, weil ich keine menschliche Furcht in irgendjemand hineinlegen will.
Because I do not want to inject human fear in someone. You may say, "Oh, I'm fearful enough." I have sympathy if someone says that, because sometimes I feel the same. We don't need that human fear. We do not be anxious, like, who will do it? How will it work? We know we have the Lord. We know He will work. He will work out the willing and the doing. Yet we need fear and trembling. I would say to have fear and trembling, and to tremble, not to cooperate. Fear and trembling to miss grace. We know the verse in the Gospel. It says, for some there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth will be in the future. Why? For some. Why? Because they will notice how many opportunities they miss nowadays. And when they see how simple it would have been, how possible it would have been, as it was said in the first meeting, the Lord wants to bring us to the goal. He wants us to lead us the way to salvation. And He equipped us richly that we might gain the salvation of the salvation, which is salvation of the soul.
Verse 9 und 10.
You who are attaining the goal of your salvation, the goal of your faith, which is salvation of the soul, salvation which the prophets have searched. What is the goal of our faith? It's the salvation of our soul. That salvation the prophets have searched for, that salvation was still hidden at the time of the prophets. What does it say here? They prophesied of the grace towards you. It all happens according to the grace. That's what we have to take today. One hand, it is fear and trembling. On the other hand, it's according to grace. So let the Lord show us, and He will give us the right view. He will give us the right view, that no one should be discouraged. And also that we don't take it all too lightly. So God does the willing and the doing is God's working. Verse 14 says, do all things without complaining and disputing.
Ja, da wird's ganz praktisch, gell? Tut alles.
Here, this is very practical. Do everything without complaining and disputing.
Ich habe ein bisschen gesucht nach dem Murren.
I was trying. Looking for the word to do without complaining. That word doesn't come. It's not mentioned often, and whenever it's mentioned, it comes together with a lack of supply. In Exodus, when they were in the wilderness, they were complaining. In Egypt, they had their supply of food, but when they were in the wilderness, it seemed as if they were cut off. There was a complaining, a murmuring. A murmuring because they had a lack of food and of drink. At least they thought they have a lack of food and drink, and that brought forth the murmurings. In Acts 6, it speaks about murmuring. Right at the start of the church life, why was there were there murmurings? They had sold everything. And the number of the disciples increased. Now in those days when the number of the disciples was multiplying, here there arose a complaint against the Hebrews by the Hellenists because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution. So again there was murmuring because of a lack of supply. Of the daily distribution. Yeah. Murmuring can come up so quickly. In Acts 6, the murmuring is stopped because some brothers, they make sure that everyone will be supplied. And we today need a supply. And that supply needs to be ensured. Or, with other words, this supply is sure. What Paul says in Philippians 1, for I know, verse 19, for I know that this will turn out for my deliverance or salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Yes, Paul was in prison. He was in a place where he was restricted. But he was sure that that will turn out for his salvation through the prayer of the brothers and sisters and the rich supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. So we need to have to see to see that the rich supply is there. So let's read some more verses about supply or distribution. Galatians 3, verse 5.
Der euch nun den Geist darreicht.
Therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of law or by the hearing of faith?
Der euch nun den Geist darreicht.
Therefore, he supplies the Spirit to you, supplies, that word supplies. In Greek,
der euch mit dem Geist versorgt. Es gibt einen, der versorgt uns.
It's just one English word, supplies. He supplies us with the Spirit. He distributes and he supplies us with the Spirit and he does works of miracles among you. Does he do it by the works of the law? No. No.
Reden wir nicht von tun müssen.
If God works, we do not speak about keeping laws, but then we speak of the one who supplies the Spirit through the hearing of faith. That is precious. Through the hearing of faith. The hearing supplies us. That is quite marvelous. We can be supplied through hearing. In another place, the obedience was addressed. Obedience goes into the same direction as hearing. We hear and we do. We agree to the holy deal. We say amen to what the Lord says, speaks. And it is an exercise. When we read Acts 16, how the brothers came to Philippi, we see that the brothers had to be sure to be connected to the leading of the Spirit. So Acts 16, verse 6 says, now when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. That's also can be possible that the Holy Spirit forbids you to preach. You may think, should we not speak and preach everywhere at every time? Yes, it's true, we should always be prepared. But under the leading of the Holy Spirit, here they were forbidden to speak. But the brothers did not stop here and said, just let's have a break. But they just stayed in oneness with the Lord. And they were looking for the leading of the Spirit. So they came to Mysia, verse 7. They tried to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. So passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas. And in a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. Now it's clearer. It became clearer where they should go to. It's not always so clear in our dreams, but the Lord speaks. And I have such a longing to be so sensitive to the Lord speaking and to His leading. In earlier times, I thought sometimes, we need to speak in many opportunities. Our readiness is important. But if we speak, it is so nice if we can cooperate with the Spirit. The Lord wants to lead us. He wants to lead us to people. We may think, that's enough for today. Or, oh, I won't speak to that one. I know what I know that. But then suddenly comes an opportunity where the Lord leads, and those opportunities are so precious because they are prepared by the Lord, and He knows the hearts of people, and He knows whom He has prepared already. May He be merciful to us, gracious to us, to obey Him. And if may He be merciful, gracious to us, that if we did not take the opportunity, that look at Him, still don't keep on looking at Him. I can tell you of some situations where I did not bring out what I wanted to share. But the Lord, then we are before the Lord to give us more opportunities. May we have ears. May the Lord give us ears to listen to the supply of the Spirit, that you may be blameless children of God in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. I don't need to share anything about that aspect. Among whom you shine as lights in the world. Yes, we can shine. Shine as light.
Der Vers kam in diesen Tagen schon mal aus Matthäus 5. Die Stadt, die auf dem Berg ist,
Matthew 5, the city that's on the mountain cannot, on the hill, cannot be hidden. The Lord is a light. Each one is shining, but the church as a whole, in whole, is shining even more. We should not close the shutters. In old times, the Lord had to close the shutters so that people would not see the light. Those times are over. We can let the light shine. And sometimes it's just a little light.
Aber so ein kleines Licht, was leuchtet. Ein Wort, ein Satz über den Herrn, ein Vers,
a sentence about the Lord, a verse or a testimony of our faith, that's like a light. And the light is so beautiful. The darker it is, the more beautiful the light is.
Ein kleines Licht, es ist so anziehend.
Even a little light is so attractive, and it leads to salvation, and it comes from inside. The word says, we are light. We do not need a flashlight.
Aber das Wesen,
the salvation which the Lord worked in us, that brings forth a shining. That's a shining according to our being, in our being. And also our words shine. But what the Lord works in us, the salvation which we experience, that salvation shines. And it shines to the illumination of God. Be it in big ones or small, big or small things. We are demonstrating the word of life. We should speak the word, and we can express the word of life.
Einzelne, die das Wort darstellen, aber der Herr braucht auch die Gemeinde.
The Lord needs single ones, but also the church, by which His word is being expressed.
Die Gemeinde ist die Säule und Grundfeste der Wahrheit.
It says in Timothy, the church is the pillar and base of the truth.
Das Wort der Wahrheit dargestellt. Es wird festgehalten und es wird dargestellt. Es wird offenbar.
The word of life will be revealed through the church.
Wir haben ja da hinten viele Bücher und einige sind auch zum Verteilen geeignet.
We have books there and some are also suitable to distribute them. It's the written word.
Und das Wort in der Gemeinde dargestellt.
But the word in us and the word which is expressed through us, that's something different.
Das Wort des Lebens darstellt.
You're expressing the word of life.
Und als solche wollen wir auch mit ihm zusammenwirken.
As such we want to cooperate with him.
Wir nehmen das Wort zu uns täglich, dann haben wir auch
we take the word every day, we take the word in, we live by it. If it's in us, we can also speak it out. If it works in us, operates in us, if it operates salvation in us, we can express it. So let us hold, be such who hold the word of life and express it.